until we see everything around us. And sometimes we don't realize until it's gone, Jim. And so we are thankful for these, and let's support them and encourage them in each and everything that they do, that try to get them down the road just a little bit further, so that God will build them in knowledge and truth and in His wisdom. And I think we have some of the smartest kids that there is. We do. And some of the best looking kids. Amen? And I see Sarah and Rachel smiling back there. They know it's true. They know it's true. God bless you tonight. In the book of 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter is where we'll be reading from this evening. Just one verse tonight, and preach to you what's up on our hearts for just a few minutes of time. Won't be for you long. Just want to preach what's upon our hearts and ask that you pray for us while we try to follow the Lord and His Holy Spirit. But in the 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, if you'd like to stand for the reading of God's Word, go with us if you would, down to verse 7. This is one verse, and it's in parentheses. In your Bible, like mine, it's in parentheses. And it says, because he's talking about all the things that that he's looking forward to about this mortal life. But he said this in this verse 7. He says, "We walk by faith, not by sight." And there's a lot in that thought tonight. And you can be seated in the house of the Lord. I'd like to preach for just a few minutes of time a message entitled, "Walking When I Can't See." Walking when I can't see. And this goes with a song that I heard a couple years ago. And I think that it paints the picture quite well tonight. The song says something to this tune that asked the blind man, he saw it all. Isn't that something tonight? And people say that doesn't make sense. How can you ask a blind man and he saw it all? Well, tonight I like to preach walking when I can't see. The Bible teaches us here that he said that we walk by faith, not by sight. Many people still walking by sight, and they're finding that they're not getting very far. Because sight will only take you so far. If you can't see it, if you can't touch it, then it's not real. But the Bible teaches us that we walk not by sight, but we walk by faith. And in the book of Hebrews, 11th chapter, faith says, or the first verse says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And that's where we're at tonight. We're not walking by sight. We're walking by faith. And a few verses on down, 10th or 11th verse of that 11th chapter says it like this, that for without faith, it is impossible to please God. Impossible to please God. And I have a question for each and every one of us tonight to ponder up in our own hearts. Have you ever walked when you couldn't see the way? And you think about this. And it applies to so many different facets of our lives that we walk and we don't even know where we're going. We have to go through things and we don't even know what the outcome is going to be. But we have to hold on to a higher power than what we can see. Because if we only went by what we could see, many of us would have thrown our hands up. I believe that you testified to it tonight sometimes. And then I also, Rachel and Sarah testified to it as well, that sometimes when we can't see where we're going, when we don't know what tomorrow holds or what's going to happen, sometimes we just feel like throwing our hands up in the air and saying, "I quit." We feel like just throwing in the towel, so to speak, because we don't know where it's going. And when I look at many of your lives and your testimony, we've all had to walk through down paths that we did not know where we was going. We could not see the way. We didn't know what was going to happen. And when you can't see, there's a lot of fear that comes in you. When you can't see where you're going, the unknown, the uncertainties that lies there causes a lot of anxiety and stress that comes upon this mortal body. And at times it's more than even we as adults can bear that's been with God and in the church for a long time. Some folks think that just the longer you stay, that your faith will get to the point that you'll never have to worry, that you'll never have to go through a hard time. And And folks, that's not true, because every day we're facing a set of circumstances that we have never faced before. Life is full of new things. And he said that it when we look at this passage of Scripture, in turning to the book of Hebrews, when he says it's the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, we look at this and the writer said that we, even though we can't see where we're going, there is a light unto our path that we have today. That, and I, Becky and I, when we were down by the sidewalk, we had some of these, it was dark down there by the sidewalk, and we had some of these little lights, solar lights that we put in there. And last night I was noticing how dark it was outside, and I seen a bright light down there by the sidewalk. And what it was these little bitty lights that are solar powered, that when they came on, it illuminated even that dark place that was there. How many of you have ever been in a dark place and just a little ray of light come through and it illuminated your life so you could see? That song that they used to sing that says, "Lord, help me, tell me where to put my foot down next, because I just can't go on any longer." Without the light from God, Sister Edwina, we don't have a chance of making it in this life and in this path that we have to walk. And when I began to think about this and to read about it, and he says that we're not walking by sight, but we're walking by faith, that there are many of us that are still walking by faith. We are known, if you go to the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, it gives the hall of fame, if you'll have it, of those that walk by sight or faith. And it tells all that they did. You know, nowhere in the Bible does it say these are those that walk by sight. It says these are those that walk by faith. The things that you have not seen that you're still hoping for. The things that we are so much uncertain about, that God knows exactly what's going to happen. And when I began to look at this, I thought, and this is goes with our message tonight, is what are you hoping for? If we're not walking by sight, but we're walking by faith, and faith is those things that we're hoping for, what is it that each and every one of us is hoping for? That we're dependent upon God to bring into our lives, and we're trusting in His name, because I think by now most of us have realized the things that we need are outside of our control. The things that we are hoping for is outside of our control. Up to a certain age, you can make your kids go to church with you. Then when they get to be an adult, they're on their own. And folks, you can drag them to church, but I'd much rather see God bring them to church, wouldn't you? Amen? Because that's what when we think about what we're hoping for and what we're trying to get through in our lives, we have to look at what is it that we're hoping for. And I've heard some of your testimonies and prayer requests. It's not just what you're hoping for, but it's also the second part of the first chapter, the 11th verse of Hebrews, is what are you still looking for? And many of us, the Bible says, without a vision, my people perish. That if we give up and we don't keep walking by faith, we'll never see those things come to fruition that we are praying for and that we have been praying for a long time. Just because it hasn't been answered yet doesn't mean it's hopeless. Just because we haven't seen them walk down the aisle yet doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. Just because they've not testified that God touched me doesn't mean that He's not on the way, even as we gather here tonight. Or somebody that has a dreaded disease, the doctor says they're still consumed by cancer, it doesn't mean that there's not any hope for them. I'm preaching about a God tonight that as long as there is breath in the nostrils, there is hope for them today. As long as I'm in this life and there's a God in heaven, those things which He says that I can look through an eye of faith and see as if they were. Anybody understand what I'm preaching? When I can do that, then I can say that if God can let me see it, then I can trust God that His Word is true, and we will see it happen someday. And I'm not here to give you false hopes whatsoever. That's not my purpose. But my purpose is to preach the Word of God. And if God says we can expect it, Sister Sharon, we can look for it to come. Because you remember the prophet when he told his servant, he said, God shut up the heavens for, was it 3.5 years? He shut up the heavens and he told him, he said, you go look. He said, God's going to open them up. You go look and see if you see a cloud in the sky. His servant came back the first time, no cloud. Came back the second time, no cloud. He come back the third time and he says, yeah, I see a cloud, but it's about the size of a man's hand. That's all that it is. And the prophet said, you go tell the land. You tell them get ready because it's getting ready to rain. Let me tell you tonight, church, if we'll keep holding to God's hand, we may not be able to see it. We may not be able to realize it. But if we keep hoping and praying, Sister Violet, we'll see a cloud appear on the horizon. We don't. That cloud contains what's important to you tonight, church. And when I thought about that and things that we've had to walk through that we could not see where we're going. How many of you remember tonight for just a few minutes? And I feel the preaching spirit all over me this evening. But for a few minutes of time. How many of you remember when you was hoping for salvation, but you did not know the path to get down there? You could not see the way to get there. But Jim, you remember that when you took the step out behind the pew, was it not a path that appeared before you? I don't know how I got to the altar. I remember taking the step out behind the pew, but the next thing I know, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, guided my steps until I found a place where I could bow down and call upon His name. And folks, I've never had to take that walk again, have you? Because I believe with all my heart, when God saves you, He saves you to the uttermost. You're saved, and if you live to be 100 years after the day of your salvation, you'll be just as saved that day as you was the first day that you got saved. God is able to keep that which He promises to us tonight. And then I thought about this, that some of the things that I'm hoping for when the Lord come into my life was I'm hoping for others to receive the Lord as their Savior. There's some of your family and some of your friends and some of mine that I'm still hoping, I'm still holding on to my faith that they'll be saved. And that many of them are several miles away from us. And some of them of your family I've never met. But you know what? I still, by faith, I still hold on to the blessed promises of God's Word that if two or three would agree on earth concerning any one thing, and we would touch heaven, God will hear and answer our prayers. Did we not come tonight with just more than two or three in touching the needs this evening? Did we not come into the altar this morning with more than just two or three touching the needs that our people have? That by faith, they have hope that it's going to come. Let me tell you, the most miserable people that there is in this world is those that don't have hope. I've got hope tonight because I serve a risen Savior. And I've got hope because I've seen what He's done in the past. Anybody else got a testimony of what God has let you walk through in days past when you didn't know where it was going to take you to? But by faith you held on to the nail-scarred hand of Jesus Christ. And did He not bring you through? And He brought me through. And hallelujah, He's going to bring us through again no matter how much hell the devil rains on us. He's going to bring us through, give us the victory, and they'll be shouting in the house of God because we've got faith that God is going to bring us through it. I have hope, and I have not seen this happen, but I have hope for our families today. That as I preached this morning in the times past, that which the devil is attacking and that which he's trying his best to tear apart. And there's not one home that is excluded from this. The devil would like nothing more than tear every one of our houses apart. And because he is working on the home, and he'll try his best because he knows if he can get to the children, he can get to the home. And I look at homes in our neighborhoods around the country, and I see homes that are divided homes, that moms and dads have split up, and this one's raising this bunch of kids, and that one's raising that. And then they bring
bring in their two families and they try to start a family all over again. And let me tell you, and I'm just preaching my heart to you tonight, if God doesn't put it together, it doesn't matter how many times you get married, it's not going to work, because God is not the author of confusion, but He's the author of grace and mercy and hope and faith today. We need people that are going to dedicate their homes and their lives to Jesus Christ and live for Him, and that's what our hope is for tonight. Our families, others receiving the Lord, salvation, and we have hope that we're going to see the grand old church grow. People say, I've never heard you preach as a pastor much about the church growing. And I'm not talking about Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church. God's blessed us with a great church. I wouldn't change it one bit. But God's church, regardless of what the skeptics say, regardless of how many mega churches may pop up on the horizon, and no matter how many satanic churches may come, God's church is not going down, but it's going up. It's growing because He said, when I come, there'll be a remnant that will be left. We may not be the greatest in numbers, but I promise you this, by hope, we've got the greatest power that there is, because they only have their numbers. They only have what they can do. You and I have someone that's with us that can do greater things than what you and I can do. And let me tell you what Jesus said. He said, let me tell you about my Father. You see what I've done? Let me tell you what my Father can do. He can do even greater things than what I've done. Yeah. Folks, we have not seen nothing yet compared to what God is going to do for us. And whatever we, where the things that we have not seen but are still looking for. Some of you have been praying. I know Casey said she's been here since she was 3 years old. And I remember ever since the first time I come here. And some of you others, that this same testimony went out, that you prayed for your family members. You prayed that mom and dad would get saved, or husbands would get saved, or wives, or family, friends, and neighbors. And some of them still aren't saved. But you know what? It's not a time to give up, because I believe this all my heart. It would surprise me if tonight or tomorrow morning we don't hear the trump of God sound declaring that time shall be no more. People say, Pastor, you're trying to put fear in us. No, you look around at the horizon of what's going on. It would surprise me a bit. So it's time that we hold on to our faith and say, Lord, You promised in Your Word that You would visit the orphans and the widows. You promised in Your Word that if I would pray, that You would visit with my people that are lost. Folks, moms and dads, we got a hold of this, Brother Ron. God laid up on my heart. I'm not saying this because of your testimony, but the Bible says that we've got to hold on to the faith, that if we raise them in the fear and admonition of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, He said when they are old, they will not depart, but they'll return back to God, because it's our faith today. It's our prayers. People say, well, I prayed and prayed, and I just can't pray anymore. Pray on, and hold to the faith that God has given to us. Let me put this in and I'll move on. Don't you think Moses got tired of walking by faith? Here he is walking by faith. And let me go back to Abram. Abram walked by faith. He was going to a country that he didn't even know where he was going. But you know, Larry Jones, what he did? He kept walking. He said, Lord, I don't know where You're leading me, where You're taking me, but I'm going to keep on walking. Moses got down there. The children of Israel did not know where he was going. He just heard the Lord say, I'm going to take you to a land flowing with milk and honey. I don't know where that's at. I don't know where He's taking us to this Canaan land. He just kept walking, and all those children of Israel grumbling the whole way. Anybody ever try to go to church with somebody grumbling in your ear? And that's what it was like for Moses back then. But you know what? He was going into a land, and this ought to make every one of us excited. We don't know where God has taken us to, but we don't know what we're going to face when we get there. But let me give this to you, because the Spirit laid up on my heart as we was driving over here tonight, so I want to share it with you. You know what God did when He told him to walk and don't worry about where you're going, I'll take you there. The Bible says, and before they went into the land, that God sent hornets into the land to drive out the enemy. I don't know where I'm going, but God has already been there. Oh, He's already been there and He's already went and fought the battles that lie ahead of me. I don't know what He's had to go through to prepare a path for you and I to walk on. But I just want to praise Him tonight for a few minutes of time and thank Him that He's already fought my battles. And folks, not only has He fought my battles, but folks, you know what He said? He said He'd give us the victory. In fact, it's not even our battles. David said, the battle is not mine, but it's yours, Lord. I give it to you. God knows the battles that we're about to face. Has God ever fought any battles for you and you didn't even know about it until you got there and you seen the skeletons laying across the road and you seen all the aftermath of where a battle took place at? And I know people say you've got a vivid imagination. You just think about some places where you've walked with God, and when you got there you seen the destruction that took place, and you knew that it had to be a mighty power stronger than you and I that fought the battle and won it for us. The Bible says that we all have to walk through places. There's places that we have to walk that scares me to death. And I'm just being open with you tonight. Times of sickness that I have to walk through. Some of you that's walked through that sickness and you didn't know where you was going. If you went by sight, you would have given up and said, get the coffin ready. You are saved, are you not? Amen. Get the coffin ready, because I'm coming. But by faith, we said this, Lord, You made this old body. You know it better than anybody else. And I trust in You that at the name of Jesus, even the demons tremble. I trust in You that the Lord can speak the word. And I believe I have some witnesses who do this tonight. The Lord can speak the word and drive the devil and all of his sickness out of your body. He can do it tonight. I've seen the evidence of where He's been. I've heard the reports. And I love to preach about this tonight. But I've heard the reports of when the doctors say there's no hope. And then the physician walks into the room. Oh, you're right, Ron. Oh my. Because when the physician walks in the room, you know what he says? Peace. Be still. And that storm that's there, it has to dissipate. In fact, he'll put the devil on the run. And I said, walking in places I've never been and they scare me to death. One of the places, every one of us, a path that we've got to walk. Sharon, I don't know when I'm going to walk it. And in fact, let me put it this way. We're all on that path. I don't know when I'm going to get to the end of it. And what scares me is I don't know because I've not been there before. How many of you like to know where you're going when you go somewhere? And this is a path that I've never walked on. I've never been to that door. By sight, it scares me. But by faith, I say, the Lord said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but I'll be with you always, even to the end of this world. I hold on to faith in that the Lord told us like this. At death, the body goes back to the dust from which it came. But the soul takes a flight. Every soul is going to live somewhere. And what I hold on to is the faith of this is that when we pass from this life to the other, when you gather around the church here, and if I go before you and my coffin's up here and you walk by, don't you weep for me because that's not me. That's just a house that I lived in. By faith, I'm going to take a flight to the other side. And I've never made that crossing, but I hold to a hand that's been there. Can I close with this today? No matter what path we walk on, we may not be able to see it. We walk by faith, but the Lord has already been there. He's already walked everything you and I face. He said that there is nothing that is known to one of us that is not common to all men. There's nothing that has come to us or happens to us that did not already happen to Jesus Christ. And I ask you today, when He left this life, did He just go back to the dust and that was the end of it? Or did He not tell us, I'm going to leave, But in 3 days I'll rise again victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And we have witnesses that he did arise. And you read this morning, Brother Jim, one of the great words from our deacon preacher brother from years gone by. You know what he said when he was at his death? He didn't say, I see the Lord in a tomb. He didn't say, I still see him wrapped in his grave clothes. But he said, I see him standing at the right hand of the Father. Folks, by faith, he looked into the heavens, did he not? And he saw that even in his dying hour, the Lord was standing ready to come and help him. Let me tell you, I may not be able to see where I'm going, but I'm going to walk on. I'm going to walk on because I know there are better things that lie ahead. I don't know what it holds. But by faith, how many of you tonight can go with us in the closing of this service this evening and say this, by faith, there is nothing that is impossible for the children of God to go through and not just go through it. I'm tired of people saying, I made it through. I just made it through by the skin. That's all I did. But I'm talking about the Lord said, when you go through, I'll bring you through victoriously. That you'll have the victory and we'll be able to hold up our heads and shout the praise of God and shout the victory because we fought by faith, not by sight. We walk by faith, not by sight. We pray by faith, not by sight. And then I'm going to close with this. I thought about it, Rob, while you get a song. I don't need some figurine to remind me of what God has done for me. I don't need some beads around my rearview mirror to remind me of what God has done for me. I don't need any of these secular wrist band of some type or bracelet to remind me of what God can do. I know what the song says. The song that they sang in years gone by said something like this, Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The valley's too low and the mountain's too high. But how many of you tonight know that as long as I can feel the presence of His hand in mine, I can climb the highest hill. I can go down in the valleys because I know I'm not alone. No, never alone, because I have somebody with me who knows the way. While we stand, they sing a verse of a song tonight. Are you walking by faith? Can you see? Just keep walking even when you can't see. When you can't see where you're going. When you can't see what's going to happen. Walk on. Walk on tonight. Yes. Hold on tonight. Yes. How many's holding to His hand tonight? Yes. God's unchanging hand. Yes. Hold on. Yes. Hopes on things eternal. Yes. Listen to this verse tonight, church. In Him who will not fail you. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. So ever. Yes. Almost different paths you have to walk down. Yes. Hold on. Thank you. It's going to get bumpy at times. At times it's just going to get down and out right rough. But just keep on walking. Yes. Sing on, Rob. There's a third verse. When your life on earth is completed. Yes.
Something from the Word of God, something to help you this week. Hang on to that.